I will admit, very readily, that when I heard about the gluten-free diet a few years ago, I thought it was a trend, or just another weird excuse for an eating disorder. Gluten is a protein found in wheat, barley, rye, and their cousins. Gluten intolerance makes drinking regular beer or eating soy sauce impossible. For the gluten intolerant, eating regular bread or pizza or pasta is simply not in the plan. The horror. As a recovering bulimic, I sympathize with those who struggle with eating problems. I understand having to be weird about food just to eat in a restaurant and not freak out. My grandmother died of Crohn's disease. However, I also know that special diets are hard on chefs. Low-fat diets, Atkins, Dukin, are all just another thorn in our sides. I know that any special order makes many chefs go south, be it a well-done steak or sauce on the side or a split plate. So that's the grain of salt when you're trying to take care of yourself in your diet. The chef might complain, but she'll complain about anything. She's tired, and she needs health insurance and childcare. Be clear and gracious, everyone. Gluten-free eating hit home for me when I opened my shop again after 7 years of being closed. So many more people were having trouble with gluten or were diagnosed with celiac disease. Trouble with gluten means that any gluten one might eat can cause any number of problems, from bloating to fatigue to full-blown pain and other terrible things. It can make people super grouchy. This is bad. We responded by labeling our gluten-free offerings. We were received by the gluten-free community with thanks, so restaurant owners, take note. My opinion has changed and my tolerance level adjusted because I spent a minute getting myself educated and a few minutes in someone else's shoes. I have also met a few real food-loving, gluten-free people who eat beautifully without it, although they still really miss pizza and bagels. For KMUW, I'm Tanya Tandock.